Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. Solve challenging puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from your phone or tablet. Join the obsession. Click now to download Best Fiends for free or visit the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
At ACE, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And like ACE, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
For the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Levy Smith reflected on Brian Urlacher's Hall of Fame career with Mullion Haw.
I was a linebacker coach first, so you kind of know about the upcoming guys and the ones that have a chance to be special. You know, when you draw up the perfect Mike linebacker, you know, how about size? Brian has a perfect size, speed, catch the ball, any trait you're looking for, he had. So knew that coming in when I got a chance to coach him.
The Lovey and Urlacher interviews with Mullion Haw are posted on 670thescore.com. Bears-Ravens tonight in the Hall of Fame game. College basketball, WDRB in Louisville, is reporting that Rick Pitino texted a former assistant that DePaul attempted to pay Brian Bowen $200,000 during recruitment. Baseball, Mike Montgomery has had success against San Diego with a 1.65 ERA in 4 appearances, including 2 starts. Cubs-Padres first pitch on the score at 7.05. And this afternoon, the Sox tried to avoid a royal sweep over on the south side. This update was brought to you by Newmail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. 670thescore.com/Mullion Haw is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Padres. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4-KIDS.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1-2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3-4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5-6-7-8.
Our objective is Midway.
9-10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
We talked to James Lofton. He was at the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer.
Was he at the Hall of Fame? Are we sure he was the Hall of Fame?
It was. He's a Hall of Famer at the Hall of Fame, and we talked about Hall of Fame inductions. And
it's a Hall of Fame conversation.
He'll be calling the Hall of Fame game for Westwood One tonight. We got football tonight, damn it! Can't lose sight of that with everything else that's going on. Teddy Greenstein joined us. Dr. David Ridpath joined us as well. And we also talked about this breaking story out of Louisville that in dueling lawsuits and in the documentation of these lawsuits, there is testimony and text messages that reveal that Rick Pitino told an assistant coach that DePaul was attempting to pay a recruit $200,000 to get him there. That's a lot of money.
So Patrick Renna is going to be at the Charlotte Knights game this evening. Games, technically. They're finishing up a delayed game, a couple innings there against Norfolk, and then playing a second one around 8 o'clock or so, or whenever the first one finishes. You know how that goes. Patrick Renna, of course, in Sandlot. He's Ham Porter. He's the catcher. He's the guy, the big guy. Now, Sandlot, as I've gone to the ends of the earth to mention here on the show, is one of my favorite baseball movies. You don't care for the film at all. I think it's a triumph of American filmmaking. It's had a sequel made, Sandlot 2, though I summarily dismissed it because I was young. And even though I was young, I looked at it and said, well, this is just going to be terrible. According to The Nerdist, and Jay Zawoski sent me this link just yesterday, the Sandlot is going to get a prequel. Apparently, it's going to be centered around the beast, you know, the dog that ate the baseball and terrorized the kids from across the fence.
Such a bad movie.
No, it's a fantastic movie. I cannot imagine the prequel
of
is going to be any good.
Of all your awful takes, this is easily the worst.
Just a bad movie.
I want to let you know. I come here laying.
I understand it's important to you. It's
I am laying down argument on the table. I am letting you know that I will not carry water for Sandlot, the prequel, nor will I see it. This is a bad idea. It doesn't need to be done. Although I would go see Patrick Renna at a Charlotte Knights game, if only to make sure that Aloy Jimenez and Michael Kopech are no longer there. Good God.
And Dan Sillajerk.
Thieves have stolen priceless royal artifacts in a daring raid on a Swedish cathedral before escaping by speedboat.
Oh, I am so pro-heist.
This has been covered by multiple outlets. This is the CNN story. The thieves made off with jewels belonging to former Swedish monarchs Carl the Ninth, that's with a K, and Christina, from the Strongnäs Cathedral to the west of Stockholm Tuesday. Two crowns and a golden orb adorned with a crucifix were taken from the cathedral, which dates back to the 12th century, according to a police report. The items date from the early 17th century. A witness told Swedish media that he was eating lunch when he saw two people running toward a boat in which they sped away. Police said several thieves were involved in the heist. They fled in an open-topped motorboat across the sea from the base of the church.
Yes!
Several police patrol boats, as well as police helicopters, joined in a hunt for the perpetrators. The cathedral was placed on lockdown, and the search for the thieves continues. They said, to a limited extent, we're still looking for them, both on the ground and at sea. We have no new findings, said the commanding officer, Tor Sevelius.
There aren't enough heists in this world. There aren't enough crown jewels being taken in this world.
There aren't enough speedboat getaways in this world. That is badass. They're taking a golden orb with
George Clooney
with a crucifix on it. How do you fence those things?
How do you fence those things? You got to take it for your personal collection. It's like the guy taking the shark. There's no way you can put this on the black market.
You can't sell a golden orb.
No, but that's like the beginning of a Bond movie. He's tracking somebody down in Morocco who's trying to sell off the golden orb with a cross on it.
The items are part of the funeral regalia of the king and queen and would have been buried with the monarchs. I mean, this is really... He said they have monetary value, but it pales in comparison to the significance in Sweden's cultural history.
Millions flocked to the cathedral to see the orb.
It said the heist has echoes of a daring robbery in Venice in January when thieves mingled with other visitors to an exhibition before brazenly making off with gems from the Qatari royal collection.
Maybe I just need to visit Europe. Like, maybe we're not in a place for heists. Not enough sea to flee into or
maybe
something?
Things aren't old enough here to have that kind of significance.
Could be. I mean, I'm willing, just for what it's worth, I'm willing to be involved in a heist for something newer than 12th century jewels.
Okay. Sea to Flee is a great album, by the way.
by members of Sea to Flee. I need more heists. Okay, speaking of getaway vehicles, this kind of flies in the same vein. NYPD pilots flew a $4 million plane in a penis-shaped route to troll their boss.
They filed the flight plan?
Five New York Police Department pilots were so angry at their supervisor that they used a $4 million federally funded spy plane to fly a route shaped like a giant penis, the Post has learned. Inspector James Cohen, head of the aviation unit, learned of the phallic airborne artwork from his minions, who discovered the lewd pattern on the department's flight tracking software, sources said.
May I picture them as minions?
You may, yes, okay. You may. Like from
Gru's little, yellow, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He alerted NYPD brass, minions. And the pilots were disciplined following an internal hearing, with two getting bounced from the unit. The raunchy route came from amid a feud between the pilots and Cohen over whether the single-engine Cessna was safe to fly over open water, which is why the feds paid for it in the first place, according to sources. That is a level of trolling anyone should get behind. Well done and well routed.
Papa John wants back in because he's not going away quietly.
Back into what?
Well, he wants to be the face of Papa John's again. He did an interview with the AP. And he thinks that he can return to radio and TV ads as soon as the public understands the context of his comments, in which he...
It's going to be a tough ad campaign. Papa John just explaining the context of why using that word is okay.
He is trying to convince people that he needs to come back. He says, my persona resonates with the consumer because it's authentic, it's genuine, and it's the truth. He wants back in. He said, once the public actually grasps what the board of directors and what management did to cause the problem, and the truth gets out, of course, I can be back in the ads. John, you're not going to be back
no
in the ads.
No one wants you. No one wants you around.
No one wants you. You're not authentic. That's the thing. Everybody know. Well, I guess you made yourself a little too authentic. If you really want to be authentic and just go around using the N-word, maybe you can. Why don't you start your own company and call it something else and call it Schnatters or whatever you want? But that is this is a new level of self-unawareness. If he really believes that he should return to his rightful place on a pizza box,
there is something. I don't know if it's refreshing. No, it's not refreshing. There's something eye-opening. It's not that either. Leaning into your authentic debagness, just knowing that's this is me. This is who I am, and I think people would get into this if they just knew exactly how much of a heel I really was. So, need help from the fats here. I don't know how much you guys have delved into some of the new... Apparently, Lay's potato chips has a new suite of flavors out there for you. I know you get into the flavored pork rinds. They've gone with regional flavorings across the country to kind of capture the regional cooking styles of places and gone to it. One Cajun spice... Lay's potato chip?
Yes.
Chesapeake Bay crab spice potato chip?
Yeah, well, that's Old Bay. They just can't say Old Bay.
Probably, yeah. New England lobster roll has a flavor now. Apparently, they're bifurcating New England, and they need two different kinds of seasoning. Thai sweet chili, which I'd be down for. Pimento cheese, which I just made for the first time like 2 months ago. I did one of the meal kit things and made... Pimento cheese is a winner.
Okay. That's just cream cheese and pimentos?
Fried pickles. Yeah, it's this. Well, it could be any cheese. Melted, like, cheddar, I think is what I did. And then put the pimento and the peppers in there. Fried pickles with ranch.
No.
Chili con queso.
Yes.
Yes.
And then a branded, for us here in Chicago,
it's either Italian branded beef or deep dish.
Deep dish pizza with Giordano's right there on the bag.
Wait, deep dish pizza
deep
flavor
dish
potato chips.
Pizza flavor potato chips.
But how does deep dish pizza flavored differently from regular pizza?
Without pounds of bread or pounds of cheese packed into the bag, I don't know how they capture the essence of what is essentially lasagna pizza.
The good people at Ruffles make a delicious mozzarella marinara flavor. You have to say because that's how it's on the bag.
It's not and, it's
And that's delicious, and I assume it's probably the same thing.
Huh.
It's probably the same idea. Tomato, mozzarella, and I guess it's probably oregano would make the flavor.
I remain a potato chip purist.
See, I can't have them in the house. I put them in the house, I eat the whole bag, and then I go get out of the bag.
But that's the point of having them in the house.
No, but then you eat too many.
That's it, we're getting chips.
Yeah.
What do you mean too many?
I do enjoy actually, I'm a Jays guy. I always have been.
Grew up a Jays fan.
Growing up.
When chips were in the house.
Me too.
I was always a Jays potato chip guy. And I know that they have become increasingly gourmet with the kettle chip. The Jays Cruncher would be the go-to kettle chip for me. And even with all the barbecue flavorings and jalapeno flavorings, if push comes to shove, and not an extruded Pringles-style chip, it has to be an actual chip, an actual slice of a potato.
My dad worked for a packaging company when we were growing up, right? So he'd sell packaging to different customers, and Jay's was one of his customers.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as I was a kid, you know, I don't like 9 or 10, something like that. So, like, gym class was a thing for me at this point. You know, it existed. You were going to gym class and changing the whole thing.
Okay.
I had a Jay's potato chips branded gym bag as part of the swag
that my dad got.
But I remember even then looking at it and going, really? Jay's makes a gym bag?
Why not?
There's something kind of weird, like eating pounds of potato chips and then off to the gym we go, boys.
It's a reminder. It makes you want to go to the gym.
Eat Jay's. Get your ass to the gym.
And then when you're at the gym, it reminds you to eat more potato chips.
Yeah, because you're hungry, and potato chips are awesome. That is the Midday Midway, brought to you by Subway. Show them your app and wet your whistle during Free Drink Fridays. Just head to Subway restaurants every Friday and show them your Subway app for your free 21-ounce drink. Limited time only at participating restaurants. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. We're going to talk to Rich Campbell at noon because there's a Bears game tonight. And tomorrow, the Bernstein and McKnight Show is going to have its first after Bears game edition.
Yes.
You haven't really experienced that quite yet.
I've DVR'd the game so that I can watch it again when I get up tomorrow morning and prepare for what will be a wonderful day.
And
go Bears!
At 11:40, Mark Gonzalez is going to tell us what he thought about Cole Hamels' performance and what it now means for the Cubs to have another starting pitcher to look at and consider. When we come back, there is an advantage to the Bears situation that is going to change the way we have consumed preseason football exhibition games in years past. I think we're going to be able to avoid something this year that many years has been unavoidable. Or perhaps not. Perhaps I'm being too kind to you, the Bears fan. We'll talk about that in a moment on The Score.
The Score's covered every breaking story at Bears camp for almost three decades. And with all the changes this offseason, count on us to be ready to do it again. We're in Bourbonnais throughout training camp with Bears reports from Mark Grody and Chris Emma. Plus input from our Bears experts, Brad Biggs, Rich Campbell, Dan Pompey, Abarkish, and Dave Wanstead. We are Sport Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, fueled by Valero. Top-tier certified fuel from Valero keeps cars running cleaner, better, and longer. The National Football League's exhibition season begins tonight with the so-called Hall of Fame game in Canton between the Baltimore Ravens and the Chicago Bears. The NFL prefers you call them preseason games in order to try to justify charging full prices to their fans. In truth, these games need to go away, or at least be cut way back. The Ravens and Bears will play 5 exos. Everyone else will only endure 4. There's no need for more than 2. Coaches make their decisions on who will make the team and who will start after game 3. They could easily make them after game 2 if need be. So why do they continue? Because the owners make huge money this time of year. Players are paid only a tiny fraction of their salaries during the exhibition season, but the owners just count the money from local TV deals, ticket sales, concessions, and parking. The NFL at its best. I'm John Feinstein.
Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan. It has Hulu, Tidal Premium, 15 gigabytes mobile hotspot, and full HD.
Atlas, we need to shout that from the rooftops.
best deal ever.
I didn't mean literally.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan for Sprint account. Features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new line subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
On the next HBO World Championship Boxing.
Here comes Sergey Kovalev.
Sergey Crusher Kovalev returns.
Such power in his shots.
As he heads into the eye of the storm to face the devastating Eleider Alvarez.
This guy is a mean fighter.
But first, rising star Dimitri Bivol battles hard-hitting Isaac Chalemba. Two light heavyweight title showdowns. Kovalev versus Alvarez, plus Bivol versus Chalemba. Live Saturday, August 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
On Saturday, August 4th, HBO's World Championship Boxing returns with two explosive light heavyweight title showdowns. Sergey Crusher Kovalev defends his light heavyweight title against undefeated Eleider Storm Alvarez. Plus, knockout machine Dimitri Bivol puts his title and undefeated record on the line against ring warrior Isaac Chalemba. World Championship Boxing, Kovalev versus Alvarez, plus Bivol versus Chalemba. Live Saturday, August 4th at 9 Central, only on HBO.
Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. Solve challenging puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from your phone or tablet. Join the obsession. Click now to download Best Fiends for free or visit the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
At ACE, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And like ACE, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The problem that Yu Darvish has is that he's making so much money.
Mully, just his presence. You know pro sports. You've been around the NFL locker room, been around clubhouses. Injured guys are better not seen and not heard, not seen at all. And if you have the constant presence of somebody who's getting a lot of attention, could potentially be a distraction. Now, I don't think A-Rod invented this. I think that you have heard whispers about Yu Darvish for a while now. Rick Sutcliffe gave them voice last week on ESPN. This could be a blessing in disguise for Yu Darvish.
Explain that. Why?
What did you see after the game happened? Joe Maddon sprung to his defense. What will every Cub player asked do for Yu Darvish? They will spring to his defense.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
About spending his entire career being bald and why he chose Restore to help regrow his.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Every team I've ever covered, every player knows what everybody's making or has a really good idea on who's making what. And guys will come up to you at different points and they will say, can you believe this guy's making that and I'm making this? and I'm doing this. That has happened. I've had those conversations. I can remember vividly having them when I was covering the Bulls years ago during the Jordan era when they were very successful. There was different players that weren't making the same amount of money as other guys who were better players. They knew it, and they weren't pleased with it. And I think that that happens on teams. The problem that Yu Darvish has is that he's making so much money.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Conferencing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is a simple acronym, HERO.
It also stands for something.
What do you do when a teammate's confused? You help them. That's the H.
The E stands for effort. Giving all out effort in everything you do, each and every day.
What are we doing?
We're making acronyms.
The R is for the result, which is the actual data and information.
Our success.
And we look at failing as growth.
Wow.
It'll never make any sense. The coachy coaches coaching their coachiness through their acronyms, because just using actual words isn't enough. Everything gets more important when you make acronyms and you put it on t-shirts and you print it out in your practice facility and the players go, what?
You know how we'll often say baseball is not a sport? You can just play harder.
Right.
You know, you can't swing harder or pitch harder or anything like that. Football coaches have never heard of that philosophy.
No, everything.
Just coach harder.
Oh, Dave Wansett used to talk about
early.
We're going to meet hard
later.
Yes, like, meet harder. We're going to have hard meetings. Everything. Go, go, go. Energy.
The hyper culture.
But hyper was H.
H-Y-P-R-R.
Oh, good. We've got it available for us.
Right, so it's not hyper. It's hyper. It's Dr.
It's an acronym.
No, it's not really an acronym.
H stands for how, which is people.
The H is for the how. That's the people.
H is for the how.
I didn't make that up.
Yeah,
I didn't make that up.
Just
H is the how.
Is the process. That's the actual work.
H is for the how, that's the people.
The point is that the letters start the word you're talking about. They don't need some second cipher.
R is for the result, which is the actual data and information.
It's not code.
And the other R is for the actual response.
Right, you're not using Navajo wind talkers to try to get information.
It's not
people.
An Enigma machine that you're trying to send through to other coaches in the facility.
It can be used for a lot of things.
Yes, it can.
Nuclear secrets, for example.
For instance, if it's stolen, make sure that you don't let the other team know about it.
It can be used for a lot of things if you're trying to make a lot of things really stupid and confusing. It could also be used for those things.
They just want the result. See, that's not that important to us.
But the result is. I don't know if that was the Y. Was the Y for the result?
No, I think R. I think the last R was
result,
the result.
But he said that's the data.
Y stands for yours. That's your vision.
Then why isn't it a V?
Because that doesn't. It's not in hyper.
If it's vision, use V and it'll be hyper.
No, the second R is result. The first R is anti-disestablishmentarianism, which is the how.
That's we look at failing as growth.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
That I can get behind.
The
that,
Illinois football team is huge.
Failure.
PJ Fleck is the head coach of Minnesota who's doing a lot of his stuff there.
And it's fine. I like PJ Fleck.
H is coach. For the how, that's the people.
H is for the how, that's the people.
I wrote that down and I read it. The H is for the how, that's the people. Okay. All right.
We want what we call howfers. Unconquerable will, crack on the shoulder, big heart, soul, spirits, energy, passion. All four areas of their life are very important to them. Academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually. How you do something is your story. Those are the people we want here.
What? Howfers.
Howfers.
Crack on the shoulder?
Don't know.
You don't have enough crack on your shoulder. More crack! All right, so this is... Tonight and tomorrow is going to be a test of how dumb is the Bears fan. Because most seasons, one of the dumbest things in sports is overvaluing the performance of quarterbacks in games that don't count, in practice games.
and trying to make some kind of argument that whomever is considered to be the prohibitive starting quarterback should somehow, whoever that is, that person should somehow cede more time to that guy that did that thing in that game that I happened to see. And there's, in the past, it hasn't mattered whether it was Rex Grossman or Jay Cutler or Kyle Orton, whoever that next guy was, if that next guy completed a few passes and left some impressions against the non-football football guys, that call would come, that tweet would come, the text would come to say, hey, Ken Mastroli, I really like what I see. And sometimes it's aided and abetted by professionals who are paid to know better. But I'm wondering, does the fact that Mitchell Trubisky exists in this current situation, with as important as he is, as understood as he is to be the future of the team for better or for worse, is it possible that either one of these meat sacks that they brought in to
what's a meat sack? Sacks of different size.
Yeah,
too.
That you've got little guy and
small meat sack,
little
you've got extra large. And well, you've stretched meat sack.
Tyler Bray.
Tyler's very long.
Either one of these people that happens to play quarterback nominally, is there anything that can happen where somebody is going to say, I don't know about Trubisky, but you see that pass at that Tyler Bray? I don't know. He deserves a better chance than they're giving him to prove what he can do. Why don't they have a real competition?
No, okay. I am willingly, perhaps naively, and perhaps dangerously putting my faith in Bears fans here. I'm willing to do it. I think the Mitchell Trubisky draft, I think the fact that this offense has been geared around, the coaching staff was handpicked to make sure that Mitchell Trubisky develops into a top-tier NFL quarterback, it has to.
Are we dumb-proofed? Are we inoculated against NFL practice game stupid?
For this,
no.
Yes. You don't think so, for these five, we are.
Because we go there.
These five, we are.
And now somebody's going to troll it no matter what. Somebody, I guarantee you I'm going to see something on Twitter today.
You're always going to have to weed out.
You know it when you hear it. If somebody says, yeah, I know they use that draft pick on Trubisky, it's all about Trubisky, but hey, Chase Daniel looks like he knows the offense better. He looks like he really knows what he's doing out there.
So are we calling this the Mike Hass Award?
Yeah, I always get back to Ken Mastroli.
That was the one for you?
He threw a touchdown pass at the end. I think they were playing the Steelers. I could be wrong, but it was he threw a pass, and Buffon said it. Buffon said something like, we were hosting, and he's like,
you know why.
Because, it's his guy. But
Scusi.
Yeah, he goes, Mastroli. He threw a nice ball. And then, of course, you're like, Doug Buffon said it. So now it's valid. Now we can say it the way that we like him because we don't like the other guy.
No, but you're always going to hear stuff like this. You know, whether it's Mitch and his problems with some interceptions in camp and some practices, whether it's going to be his struggles in any of the preseason games that he starts playing, because I don't think he's playing tonight. Right? I mean, we haven't heard definitively, right, guys? Have we know nothing definitively?
I mean, Jordan Howard said he's not playing on NFL Network, and he also said he's pretty sure Trubisky's not playing.
So I doubt he's playing. But you've got reports. Have you read this, by the way, out of Chiefs camp? Pat Mahomes is apparently throwing interceptions left and right and calling the wrong play and stuff. I mean, this is making front page. And I'm just kind of thinking, yeah, so? This is camp. That's kind of what this is for. I don't know. Honestly, it doesn't, unless it's a crippling inability to understand and or apply the offense, I don't really get bugged by any of that stuff. I mean, it goes to some of what we were talking about Mike Brown wanting the defense to be celebrated at camp's pass. You know, yeah.
Look how many Bears passes our defense is picking off.
Wearing the same uniforms and everything. Some of it's that. Some of it is I want mistakes to be made here because just like PJ Fleck, I view failure as growth. And I think some of that has to be had there.
I understand that. I have preached you learn more from a bad day than a good day.
I think that's always the truth, especially in development of prospects, whether they be baseball or football.
Very simple.
I think you have to fail somewhere. It's very, very simple, PJ. I believe in some of that, and I'm not going to get all twisted up if Mitch Trubisky looks a little screwed up when it comes to the first or second preseason game, whichever he's playing. But I think we are inoculated against this idea that Tyler Bray or Chase Daniel or anybody else is going to be a more worthwhile watch.
Now, at other positions, I watch for splash guys. Watch for guys who all of a sudden do something and say, oh, okay, I recognize him. There's a reason to look at something someone did, not something someone said. You can keep an eye on those guys. And here's why. I always used to make fun of the threes in these games and saying, oh, these guys are holding a squeegee underneath the viaduct. These guys are going to be saying, ask if you want fries with that. But you know what?
Not anymore.
These guys by December are going to be on NFL rosters. They're going to have jobs. They're not going to start the season on NFL rosters. But everybody's hurt. And then these guys all have jobs. They end up on rosters because they look enough like actual football players and move enough like actual football players that they spend, they're on ready lists. They get on practice squads. And next thing you know, some of them are going to be thrust into starting jobs by December.
I have five players that I'm actually interested in seeing tonight. Can I tell you the five?
Five players.
Five players. Technically six players. I have four players and then a battle that's going on. Ready?
No. Hold
okay.
On.
All right.
I want to see how many of these. Will you just tell me the distribution? Offense,
sure.
Defense.
Sure. Two offense, two defense, two special teams.
Two offense, two defense.
While you're guessing, I want to give my Mike Hass Award nominee Ryan Nall. He's big.
The fullback.
Oh, he's very
big.
He's white. Very fast.
He's white. Yeah. And a running back.
A big white Bears running back.
Fullback. I think he's listed at fullback.
He's listed at running back.
Is he
on
really?
The old Bears official website.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Nall.
6'2", 232, rock'em sock'em running back from Oregon State.
Then it should be a different award. It couldn't be the Brad Muster Award because he was a first round pick.
Yeah, that thing.
So who was the last big white running back?
The Brock Forsey Award?
He wasn't big though. He was little. Had 100 yards.
Harvey Unga wasn't white.
No.
I can't think of guys.
Harvey Unga was just, I think he's still on the team somewhere for next year. When's the last time the Bears had one?
I mean, what was it? The dude from Stanford played for the Vikings, Tyler Gerhart?
Toby Gerhart.
Yeah, but again, that was a prospect.
Hillis was not a prospect, but did make the cover of Madden and then disappeared.
That's because that was a fan vote.
Yes.
That's how he made it.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah, the Mike Allstott Award. No, but he would that not a Bear. I'm talking, when's the last time the Bears had a big white ball carrier?
I got nothing for you. I can't think of one.
I mean, even on the short
it's
list in general,
long,
you know, Robin Earl played a little fullback as well as tight end. You know, Mike Adamley?
Yes.
Matsui?
Sui, that's...
And Hideki Matsui.
He wasn't that gigantic, was
no.
he?
No.
Sui, what did he go, 6 foot?
Yeah, maybe a little more than that.
Okay. You got my four. You got the distribution.
Two
You've got
offense.
Players. Two
right.
offense. Two defense.
The offense.
Guys, I'll actually watch for tonight.
You're watching for Anthony Miller.
You're damn right I am.
Okay. And after Anthony Miller, you are watching to see the development of Adam Shaheen.
I am not, although I am interested in it. I wrote down Javon Wims because I think...
My guy!
Your guy!
Number 83!
Yeah, I want to see...
I like Javon Wims.
I want to see both those guys
bad.
More.
I think he's very likely bad, but for some reason I irrationally like him.
I'm interested because he may have one skill set that's... I don't know if it's elite, but I think that red zone type, you know, 10 yards, 15 yards and in kind of thing for him. I think he may have a skill set there that you want to take advantage of. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know.
Okay.
The two on defense.
Defense. You're looking at Kylie Fitz?
I absolutely am. Yeah, you've brought me over the dark side on that one. I am looking at Kylie Fitz.
But he could be in competition with my guy Isaiah Irving. That is, for some reason, he's become my guy.
Okay.
And the other guy you're looking at on defense is...
If he plays, and he may not, Joel Ea Beniwe.
Okay.
That's the other guy I'm looking for there. And then, of course.
Is he a doctor of facts?
I hope so. Gets his doctorate in the next couple of weeks. I'm looking for punt battle 18.
Oh, the actual punters.
Because
yes.
We may have punt battle.
Yeah, we do have punt battle.
We could have punt battle. I'm interested in punt battle.
Oh, this is a...
I think there'll be a handful of punts.
A great call. I just got a text from Muskie Dan, who suggests Ty Halleck for...
Ty Halleck.
Big white Bears
not
ball
a real
carrier.
Person.
It is.
Of course he's listening to this
That
segment.
Is a Madden-generated name.
No, Ty Halleck was a real person. He may still be a real person. I don't know.
Number 49.
Yep. And
Remember him fondly.
Bob Christian.
As a
white. Oh, my God.
It says Ty Hallock at 6'2", 252.
Yeah, he's a large man. Boy. Yeah, I want to say he had a little move tight end thing in there, too. And I'm not counting primary tight ends who would line up in the backfield.
Because that's nonsense.
They did like doing it with Ryan Wetnight. They would use him as a Wham blocker. And members of Wham, they were also using
God.
Andrew Ridgely came in there and also turned into the gap, but they would use Ryan Wetnight in motion sometimes and motion him into the backfield. He'd put a hand to the ground.
Pure fullback, pure running back. I need him in the backfield. Otherwise, we're not counting him.
So there it is. Ryan Nall is going to be that guy. This is brought to you right now by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. We come back and give away $1,000 and, more importantly, talk to Mark Gonzalez about the Cubs, about the Cubs' debut of Cole Hamels, and more. That's next on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
670 The Score salutes Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee Brian Urlacher.
I know what I'm going to say about everybody, and I've said it before. It's not about me that day. It's about me thanking everyone for helping me get there and honoring the people who made it possible for me to get there.
Play fake, rolling your side. DJ Moore hits. Oh, and it's intercepted! Brian Urlacher with a takeaway!
Congratulations to Brian Urlacher from all of us at Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. Solve challenging puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from your phone or tablet. Join the obsession. Click now to download Best Fiends for free or visit the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
At Ace, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And like Ace, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan. It has Hulu, Title Premium, 15 gigabytes mobile hotspot, and full HD.
Atlas, we need to shout that from the rooftops.
Best deal ever!
I didn't mean literally.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan for Sprint account. Features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new line subject to credit and $3 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Golfers, there's a lot going on at Grand Geneva this season, so let's take it one hole at a time. Kyle Kunesh here, golf pro at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Join me on the Brute at hole number 3. It's a par 4 with water waiting on both sides of the fairway. Approach with caution. An aggressive tee shot might put you in the pond. Think you got what it takes? Bring your game and make it grand. Book your tee time today at GrandGenevaGolf.com.
The award-winning Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy is now offering their all-new mobile app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and search Bolingbrook Golf Club. You'll have access to a mobile scorecard, GPS, or book tee times. Stop by during the month of August and get great savings on all merchandise. Junior camps are still in play for one more week. And enter today for the Bolingbrook Open, August 25th and 26th. For more information and tee times, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com or visit teeoff.com. The Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy. Come be impressed.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy to install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated, or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready to install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think, well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The 1-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. Strikeout number nine for Hamels. And the fifth inning is over.
Pretty good. It was. It shouldn't be a luxury to get a competent starting outing, but it kind of feels that way. Mark Gonzalez of the Tribune is the beat reporter for the Chicago Cubs. He is on Twitter at MD Gonzalez, and he joins us right now on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score. So good enough for the first time out. I promised I wouldn't overreact for better or for worse, but the velocity was there. Changeup wasn't bad. It was only five innings, but I guess on balance, everybody's pretty pleased, Mark.
Yeah, you summed it up. You wish you would have gone deeper, but you'll take it for now. And the changeup was extremely effective. He said it hadn't been working up to this game. Velocity was the one thing that impressed me, because I kept hearing that he was down to 92, relying on cut fastballs more. But he had some zip. Obviously, he needs to polish it. But this is only the second time he pitched in 20 days, so I give him some slack. I cut him some slack there.
Yeah, he's a guy who had massive home road splits. I think the home splits for him at Globe Life was something above six, and away from there, something in the high twos. Has he talked much about what that park did to him, how you have to pitch differently, perhaps? I mean, it's not as though he's going to a giant ballpark for at Wrigley Field, especially when the conditions are right. That play's small.
I think he chose his words carefully, but he did say that, you know, a lot of his issues were due to command and not so much the park, but I really think that the park had a lot to do with his ridiculous splits. I mean, that was just that there's such a wide gap there that certainly the park had to do something with it. But I also think that he probably didn't possess the location, the finish on his pitches, and I think that was a big factor.
I was forced to watch Tyler Chatwood because I commented to Connor that I didn't see Tyler Chatwood's inning, so he pinned my eyes open and made me watch it. It doesn't look that different out of the bullpen, and I'm not surprised. I know he was pitching out of the stretch, trying to work quickly, doing the waggly glove thing. But it's too many uncompetitive pitches still.
Exactly. You know, only 6 of 13 pitches for strikes. I think he bounced one, but you know, he's got to keep his feet wet at this point, and that was the perfect time to do it in a game situation. The biggest work's going to come when he's not pitching, working in the bullpen with Jim Hickey and Lester Strode and trying to figure things out.
You know, Gonzo, over the last month or so on the show, we've talked with Mike Montgomery, we've talked with Wilson Contreras, we've talked with Kyle Hendricks, and we asked him about Jim Hickey, the Cubs pitching coach, and how that relationship between them is, you know, kind of developed and changed over time, how the lessons he's trying to teach have been slowly worked in. Cole Hamels is another new guy, right? I mean, there's no, check my memory here, but there's no history between Hickey and Hamels. So how are reports of Jim Hickey and how he's working with starters? How do you figure he's going to grab Cole Hamels at some point, a veteran though he is, and try and help, try and work on things, try and fix the margins?
I think Jim will stand back a bit and observe how he works. I know Joe mentioned after the game he saw some things that they might address with Cole, but I think in the case of Cole, it'll be where he's most comfortable. But Jim, when he took this job, he said, I'm just going to watch, observe, and then maybe make a few suggestions here or there. Remember in spring training, that was the case with Darvish before the arm injury. So I think he's going to do the same, but it just seems at this point that Cole it looks pretty polished. You know, his fastball command wasn't there yet. And furthermore, what I would do, and this is just me, and I'm not trying to slight the instructors in the Cubs system, but Brendan Little, their first-round pick from 2017 that's having some struggles, I'd kind of have him up in September and have him talk to Hamels and share, get some wisdom there, because I think Little can benefit from Hamels because in some ways they're similar with the big curve and throwing, you know, in the mid-90s.
Addison Russell struggling at the plate a little bit. Jason Hayward, unfortunately, too, is looking like bad Jason Hayward rather than what he had appeared to be for most of this season. And usually you say no big deal. It's the ebbs and flows that occur naturally in some of these lineups. But it's exacerbated when Chris Bryant is out. And you want to have everybody at least solid if you're going to lose a five-win player for an extended period of time. So it magnifies it a little bit more. Do you sense any concern about those two?
I think it was masked last night because of the contributions of Zobrist and Contreras. Contreras especially impressed me. But getting back to your question, I think there's got to be some concern about it. They'll point and say, well, Jason hit two doubles. Well, I think I did that with an aluminum bat off swinging late against Mark Langston in Colt League a few times. So, And in baseball, Major League Baseball, it always catches up to you sooner or later. I mean, those weak flares you get for doubles suddenly become 5-3s. So I think they'll hit the reset button a little bit on Jason, not an overhaul, but trying to get him back to where he was in May when he went on his tear.
Are you guys, the Intrepids, just kind of checking in daily on Darvish and on Morrow and on Bryant? It seems as though they're going to let everybody know once they start making any kind of progress. I just wonder if there's perhaps another layer there for you guys.
Well, it's moving slow in the latter two. I mean, until Chris starts swinging a bat and until Brandon starts throwing a baseball, there's nothing really to get excited about. Yeah. I've noticed the tone in Darvish's voice that he really seems upbeat, that he's in full fast-forward mode right now, which I think is very encouraging. I haven't heard him talk like that in a long time, and that is, I think, speaks to his health and say, hey, I can start letting it fly without any discomfort and using all his pitches. Because I asked him about using all his pitches because some of the pitches he throws, you know, will cause some stress, whether it be the curve or the split, but he feels no pain. So I think this next simulated game in the bullpen will tell a lot as to how fast forward they go on this.
Do you mean that literally the tone in his voice as he's speaking in Japanese or the words that he's using per the translator? I'm just curious.
Both. And, you know, when he understands our questions, so you can tell, yeah. He starts nodding his head before we finish our questions, and it's pretty upbeat, and the tone is confident.
Anyway, you played Colt League against Mark Langston?
Yeah, he drilled me, too, and we joke about it. We joke about it, but I still know where he hit me, and I can tell you how bad the pain was.
Was it on purpose? Was it because of the double down the right field line?
No, it was stupid macho on my part, where I'm left-handed hitter. I'm trying to stand on top of the plate. I'm not going to bail. I'm not going to let him jam me, and sure enough, he got me.
Mark Langston is actually a guy who has experience with Joe Maddon because he came up and Madden's talked about him a lot. I don't know why more left-handed pitchers don't practice that sneaky step-off pickoff move that he would use.
Yeah. And Mark swears by Joe. I asked him once who's the best manager he played for, and he picked Joe over Bochy, which surprised me a little bit. But he elaborated on both guys. But yeah, that step-off move, Mark was deadly.
So if you look at this next stretch for the Cubs, it appears we are into that point in the season where it's more loss avoidance than anything else. And right now, in the loss column, they're the best team in the National League, even though it may not feel like they are. But this is that time of year where it feels like just cross games off the schedule, get guys healthy, avoid losses, and make sure you're solidifying a divisional win and staying out of the coin flip game. I know that sounds sort of unromantic, but it tends to feel that way for me this time of year.
No, you're dead on, and I think more important are the off days. They come out where guys get a chance to the reset the batteries. They also have a chance to maybe mess around with a rotation to give them the most favorable matchups, because they know that 23-game stretch is coming up, but they hope that all the reinforcements are back by then, whether it be a Darvish, Bryant, Morrow, even a Smiley down the stretch. So the schedule is very important, but I think the off days are really going to come into play. And I'm with you 100% on just winning and knocking a game off the schedule.
Off days will help, too. That bullpen itself, it seems as though they're going to play it very carefully with C.J. Edwards, with Carl Edwards Jr., and not pitch him back-to-backs and be cautious. That will cost you using an extra arm here or there. They'll need that. They'll need to be cautious of that in long stretches, which they'll have in August.
Yeah, it was interesting last night. I don't think he struck out a batter, but he had an efficient inning. And I think sometimes that's more important than watching him strike out the side on 96-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Gonzo, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
That's Mark Gonzalez of the Tribune. And right now, it is your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is Queen. Text Queen to 72881. By the end of the hour, again, the keyword is Queen to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. We've got a Bears game tonight. Rich Campbell is going to tell us what he's watching.
He's feeling bearsy today.
Yeah, Connor's given us his list of players to watch. I'm waiting tomorrow. We're going to take calls. It's going to be a Bears Friday, the first ever post-Bears Bernstein and McKnight show. It should be a thing.
Is that a BYOB show?
It should be.
It really ought to be, right?
I'm not going to say no.
Okay.
So go ahead, and if you want to bring some,
I'll bring some for the whole class.
Just bring for everybody if you do that. So Rich Campbell's going to preview Bears-Ravens next on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score.
Looking for a new gig? Domino's has what you need. Whether you're a student looking to pay your way through college or a parent looking for 12 hours per week to pay that mortgage, look no more. Chicagoland Domino's Pizza locations have immediate openings for delivery experts. Drivers take home cash daily. And if you're interested in making a career out of it, 90% of all Domino's franchisees started as delivery drivers or pizza makers. See details and apply at jobs.domino's.com or visit any Chicagoland Domino's location.
I mean, this guy is the greatest postseason player ever.
Trailing 5-1 and
to hear them talk about what David Ortiz meant.
The American dream is so important for all Dominicans.
Is David Ortiz real? You can't find a more authentic person.
Because he did have a chip on his shoulder.
The most important Red Sox of all time.
I was here watching the whole thing. I saw a Black Hawk just flying by my house.
It was amazing.
You don't see that every day.
This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom.
My name is David Ortiz. They call me Big Papi. This is my story.
David Ortiz, the Big Papi story. Available now. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
RSM is committed to helping growing companies thrive. As the leading provider of audit, tax, and consulting services for the middle market, we guide our clients through business challenges with tailored insights and high-quality service. Our team, which spans more than 120 countries, will prepare you to make more confident decisions so your business can reach higher goals. Experience the power of being understood. Learn more at rsmus.com.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. Solve challenging puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from your phone or tablet. Join the obsession. Click now to download Best Fiends for free or visit the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
The award-winning Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy is now offering their all-new mobile app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and search Bolingbrook Golf Club. You'll have access to a mobile scorecard, GPS, or book tee times. Stop by during the month of August and get great savings on all merchandise. Junior camps are still in play for one more week. And enter today for the Bolingbrook Open, August 25th and 26th. For more information and tee times, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com or visit teeoff.com. The Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy. Come be impressed.
At ACE, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years.